Welcome to the Potter's Hour with Prophet Nanase Opukwusakwode, the senior pastor of the Well Prayer Center. Prophet Nase is passionate about God's people living a victorious life through faith, holiness, prayer, and fasting. And now, today's message. This is the
bars. When you marry somebody, you marry everything that follows the person. It's simple. You must be ready to fight or lose the battle. There's no middle line. All man's troubles are witchcraft. Your trouble, your dumb sickness and disease, affliction, problems without explanation. I'm sorry, witchcraft. You sleep, somebody sleeping with you, witchcraft. They cause delays in childbirth. They cause delays in gynecological problems. Today, they will all come down by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My eyes are red. Give the Lord a scream. Yeah. You better get aggressive because you are coming out of something. You are coming out of manipulation. You are coming out of affliction. Every witchcraft manipulation, may them fall down and die. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Yeah. One day Israel thought that the sorceress would solve their crisis. God rebuke and judge Israel for relying upon witchcraft. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 19. Nyankupon, give me the New Living Translation. They thought that Obi Ofo said, Beelzebub solving the problem, he's wasting his time. The devil has nothing to offer. God rebuke them. Someone may say to you, let's ask the mediums and those who consult the spirit of the dead with their whisperings and mutterings. They will tell us what to do. They sought solution from them. They will tell us what to do. But shouldn't people ask God for guidance? Should the living seek guidance from the dead? It means that you are bewitched. Straightforward. Should the living ask guidance? Go to Awudome Cemetery. Go to Osu Cemetery. Come on, prophet. Do an ajo. And how about you be for the tree? Because the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy. Can I tell you this? Connect to Christ. Something about Jesus Christ. Now, someone may say to you, now keep going. Verse number 20. Famico, look to God's instructions and teachings. Oh, God is talking to somebody here. Look to God's instructions. Obit ya son dem bansere danasi. Is it this place I call a meeting that somebody with charisma and some people came? Is it here or some another church? Yeah. Are you here? I was preaching. I said, somebody said there's a charisma in the waist. Two people, so they came. What in me fee? So I beat in that was an unyefri. Oh, so I am a show. No, you got to your deeper life, no problem. But Odu Sinibi na demawana. You under the spell of witchcraft. Because the thief coming out, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that you have life. Look into God's instruction and teaching. People who contradict his word are completely in the dark. People who contradict his word, they are completely in the dark. Give me the last verse. Let me show you the last verse. This is God rebuking them. They will go from one place to another, weary and hungry. And because they are hungry, they will rake and curse their king and their God. They will look up to heaven. They will curse their king. They will curse their God. It means that witches curse God. I don't believe there is a God. Check the spirit behind it. Now let me tell you something. I'm going to explain something. Most of the witchcraft you describe in Africa, there are two causes of it: hunger and poverty. You are not serious. Let me try. Better I can find some people. Wow, till share ukroma. Ode share. Unana branam so before no. Ode share nse. Most witchcraft in Africa is hunger and poverty. And you know here nya de papa no. If you continue to live in poverty, you will naturally operate like a witch. Because witchcraft kind of boost enviness and jealousy. So most people carry witchcraft, they are envious of people's blessing. Any good thing, they will criticize. Witchcraft. When you go to a family with a demonstration of witchcraft, when you try to come out to help them as if you have sinned, what you send to them, they will use it against you. You can give them money, they will take the money with your picture to juju. And the reason is that simple. So, let me tell you your story. Because of the family you come from, you cannot be careless. Yeah. It's simple. Am I preaching? No. Because if there is somebody under the sound of my voice, and you are trusting God for the root, fruit of the womb, and the manipulation is witchcraft, and that person has only 12 hours to repent, because they will die for you to conceive.
Amen.
I said they will die for you to conceive.
Amen.
And the process miscarriages when it takes you, they will die for you to give birth.
Amen.
Any witchcraft manipulation around you will never survive again. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. And now, by some manka, what would they do? Can you hear? Evan Emen Diagro. Hallelujah. The influence of witchcraft has increased in our own time and nation. And in our time. So, there was a time, I never thought in Ghana you grew up to see a comfort billboard. These are things they hide. You cross a river to go there. Today they have a billboard.
On TV.
They have TV stations. Really? I've never seen that. On DSTV. And do you know the last thing? Do you know the sad thing? I saw this thing. To the one who's prepared this message, I saw the sad thing. The witchcraft that Africa is run away from, the white are copying. But Africa, no, according to Tonyama, we were doing a crusade in a town in Benin called Bohikon. It's a center of dangerous thing. And I saw white people come, Dahomey. The place is called Bohikon. That is the crusade we were doing. Company of fetish priests came there that they won't allow the crusade, and it started raining on them. My father, Reverend Bekofi, is a very gentleman. Mia, ready to be another story. Hallelujah. The anointing on me, a light confrontations. That is what comes out. When you stay, you stay the prayer thing in me. That's what it is. Oh, hear my name. I like it to come and talk. You help me to pray. I'm telling you, that's the fact. I'm just comfortable when things are, when you see me in warfare, it means that somebody has Kenya. In the kingdom, there is no victory without a battle.
Yeah.
Receive grace to be a fighter. He teaches my hand to war and my fingers to fight. So if you are not a fighter, you can't be a winner. Fight for your children.
Amen.
Fight for your marriage.
Amen.
Fight for your finance.
Amen.
Fight for your child.
Amen.
Oh, look at the way they are looking at me.
Hey.
Fight for your blessing.
Hey.
Receive the warrior's anointing.
I receive it.
Do you know the reason why you have to fight? The world we are living in is a very dangerous world. Don't underestimate. It's a very dangerous world. This world we are living in now, if you are a careless Christian, some of you don't pray before you sleep. You wake up, the question is not God. Boy, I don't remember the last time I wake up without talking to God. Not even my wife can talk to me if I've not spoken to God. It's a principle for years. The first person, because if you talk to God first, is it 200 men? Once you talk to God, 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 19, listen to what the Bible says about your generation. Knowing God is not enough. We know that, for, and we know that we are of God. It's not enough. We also know that the whole world lies in wickedness. The scriptures cannot be both. Habitation of cruelty. People kill for entertainment. No. They will send sickness on you right now. Today is going back to them. Yeah. Steady your spirit for prayer. Yeah. Which crowd can bring you to the place I call almost there but never get there? Oh, I think it's for somebody here to be broken. Almost there but never get there. Almost there but never. Today you will get there.
Amen.
Yeah. Let me show you how God takes witchcraft seriously. He anointed Jehu to cut off the house of Jezebel.
That's right. That's right.
The purpose of Jehu's anointing. I have to come back and preach to you about Jehu's anointing. You will not only destroy witchcraft, you will be a killer of witches.
Amen.
I'm going to mention two things. I'm going to mention two things. Declare where you stand. There are people witches kill. There are people who kill witches. Where do you want to stand? Something that dropped in my spirit for somebody here. Do you remember the demons say, Paul I know and Jesus I know? After today, they will know you too.
Amen.
They will stay away from your territory.
Amen.
May you take charge. May you take charge. May you take charge. May you take charge. Every witch in your father's house. The Lord just showed me something. Some of the witchcraft we are dealing with, they have already arranged the succession plan.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay.
He can be your auntie's daughter. Do you know why Israel was able to come out of Egypt? It's not only when I see the blood I'll pass over. God judged the gods. He said, I walk through the land. Much as I will kill the firstborns, on the gods of Egypt, I will execute judge. Yeah? There is a limit to what everybody can take. Do you know that when Jesus Christ sat in a boat and there was a storm, that Jesus rebuked the storm? It was a time he was going to deliver the man at Gadara.
That's right. That's right.
So on his way for somebody's deliverance, he received an opposition. That is why you can't hate us. The greatest thing that strikes the devil is not even come out. It's when your eyes are open.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
If somebody doesn't love you, don't force them to love you. It's a spirit. Don't push. Don't even give your body thinking that when you sleep it, you will love you. It will complicate the thing. The more you give your body, the more you keep him away from you. There's nothing like a man who is looking for, he has tasted you. Mm-hmm. That's why I said, body out to me. He just cut you off. No, most people who don't marry the girls, they sleep with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most of them.
Wakanshe.
And most of them, I bro my young man, I don't know. Look at me. Look at me. You know. Yeah, if any high pitches, you're turning your training a crack, your bra, your chai. Most who's my head. They have taken something.
Wow.
If a guy caught with you in purity and he drop you, highly will he pain. He can pay you for a few days. A few days you are off. But if part of your soul has entered you,
part of your soul,
difficult to take it back. They're a ding or kakai. And so when the guys are changed, don't give your body to them. Tell my uncle Bob is aware. When a man has no sleep with you, he can borrow to do you wedding. Ask this man the way he's standing, the way he says it's true. He has borrowed. He borrowed. Can I give you the key? All you have to do is that let God bless you. Just go on a short vacation and come back. The peace, the atmosphere. This is a country when police arrest you, you come back in. I'm telling you the truth. And they will have mercy on you. Approach the police, you can't beg them. Many years ago, me cock kept because I could preach it at this speed. Yes, I could be appointed. Me pack was I don't know. I don't talk was it. Share. I saw 50 where. 85. I'm sitting in my car in the journey. Car in the fast. I was wearing a hockey car. It's all dinner. I'm so open. Catch up. Falance is blaming the man. Oh, yeah, you have been. I'm so. Your hand will be trapped. No, how? I said, I'm going to go for I'm saying, I'm so for. Ah! I'm so for now. Come because I'm to correction. I'm going to go. A church service. You give offering. You go away. And your bride. Is a bride. What is it?
Offering.
You can never go anywhere and charge me for bride. I didn't give bride. The man said, "Neko si ada yam so aswada yeye yewa hano." Me nam ye police to aso funi penny to offer nako. Hallelujah! You don't like this country. Which country do you like? Another couple one was, "Oh, open what you offer." Me nam just say tight. Open him, but you are tight. Me nam so tight in it there. You try to once a month. Tell me the answer, na meba. Who me to me can I'm call? Okay, I was also for Tobo na. You can phone me when you just have to check your friends. I don't go to Tobo. There's no country like this country. Ghana for can you can't die. Sometimes I look at Ghana and say, "In a country na yet the babu no see die. Do no more talkers, but they will be blaming their government, but they are driving kamusha when mama titi nyamunika." Instead of us thanking God, the peace, the serenity, in the midst of the country is hard. You have built one complete 5-bedroom house, and you have started a foundation for another one. Let's learn to appreciate the Lord. Let's learn to appreciate the Lord. Let's learn to appreciate the Lord. Let's learn to thank Him. Some of you have no business complaining. Whether a government cannot handle things well, God has blessed you beyond governmental systems. You are blessed. Some of you have houses, you have lands, you have cars. And it's a good place to shut up and not talking about country's heart. God has blessed you. If even the difficulty you are blessed like this, what about if things get better? Stand to your feet. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3. When you read the NIV version, also for what Paul said is for this place. 2 Corinthians chapter number 11 and verse number 2. You can give me New Living Translation or NIV. I am afraid. Paul said, I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ. Give me the New Living Translation. Let me read it to them. This was Paul's fear. Paul was afraid. And Paul said, but I fear that somehow your pure and undivided devotion to Christ will be corrupted, just as Eve was deceived by the cunning ways of the serpent. That means that witchcraft can cause you to sit in a church and you are deceived. A guy can come in as an angel of darkness by wearing the gown of light. And if you don't have discernment, you think you are marrying an angel, you are deceived. Today we break the deceptive power of witchcraft. I say we break the deceptive power of witchcraft. Why should we deal with witches? Because they employ incantations. Everyone say incantations.
Incantations.
Herbal concoctions and other magical art in bringing a curse on people. So when you hear them say, they are making incantations. 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 Herbal concoctions. Some of you here, they buff you. It's a spell. Who has bewitched you? Started in the spirit, you have become perfect in the flesh. What are you sitting in church with bansere and talisman in your waist? What is the purpose of that ring you are wearing? Foolish man. Many years ago, I was going to preach in Volta Rege. Huh? He told me that Kawane Shenon. I saw his foolish and I'm saying, Papeni, Eda better play with 40 feet above sea level. Now, they're not sure. Pilot, you see how wisdom works. You better depend on God and give the Lord a clap of and preach. That is the way my mind works. When you follow Christ, he said, can you imagine? Uti play 40,000 feet above sea level. Now, they're not sure. Hey, pilot. Yeah, be a window number. evidence. This is the foolishness in following the devil. He's a deceiver. Amen. If you don't pray, witchcraft can cause you to be deceived. Today, I break the spirit of deception.
Amen.
Ezekiel prophesied against women who are doing incantations and witchcraft.
My God.
Ezekiel prophesied over them. Women, everybody say women. Ezekiel chapter 13 and verse number 18 and 19. Give me the NIV version. He prophesied over women. Listen, and say this, and say, this is what the sovereign Lord said. Woe unto the women who saw magic charms on all their wrists. I didn't read that one, sir. And make veils of various lengths for their heads in order to ensnare people. It was for maybe I will show man or show anymore. If you are not prayerful, they will ensnare you. Or maybe I will channel on in back order. He has been ensnared. This is not a law. This is prophecy. Ezekiel said, woe unto them. God started warning. Woe unto the woman. Huh? Woe unto the woman. Who do what? Who saw magic charms? Charms. On all their wrists. Nti kawane shenin sano. Ibine shenin sano. I said, band, you know. A free blown salmon chain. And make veils of various lengths at a dene shenono or the charming crowful. Various lengths for their heads in order to ensnare people. A lot of women are in church, they are so careless. When they see their husband commit adultery, they think the man is carnal. He has been ensnared. A trap on pen Bible. Other, no other. Amen. Sometimes I finish preaching like this in the night, I'll do all night. Yes, and I did all night alone after preaching for hours. I don't sleep. Sleeping brings poverty. That is the only certificate sleeping brings. People who make impact in this world, their sleeping times are not normal. Are you getting it?
Yes, sir.
The Bible said the sleeper should go to the ant and learn. Your teacher is the ant. Attach it to headmaster. Will you ensnare the lives of my people but preserve your own? So they sit in church, they trap people. Go to verse 19. Look at it. Huh? You have profaned me among my people for a few handfuls of barley and scraps of bread by lying to my people who listen to lies. You have killed those who should not have died, and you have spared those who should not live. Lift up your two hands. I wish I have time to preach this one. Kizavaziya makote kekekeke. I told you that these people that do counseling, when they came to a session, they told me that teaching about sex. You can you teach these people sex? I said, we are going to teach you these people sex. Do you understand? Sure. Because I can't say that. I know me and Omti. Please, last topic, sex. They know I started. When you go for honeymoon, you, the man, has to remove the lady's dress. I'm sure I'm saying, whoa. Yen yes yeah chair one day. I never church and no baby. Now level 100 or 3 PhD for a day. Lift up your two. This is the level where we are. Lift up your two. Every witchcraft manipulation, let it break in the name of
Jesus. Amen.
What's up, where? Oh, Baba Timakwa warrior. I war any year. But witchcraft bit must only see. Near Piane Fiawa, Rebun said, oh, yeah, the same, Bose near Pipian is here. Two months, Okasa want to a major, or Kasa want to a disrespect. It means Omu piano. The Lord set you free, my daughter.
Amen.
What are the things you can preach about witchcraft? You can pray against your foundations. You can pray to destroy their weapons. You can pray to destroy their altars. We are going to pray to overthrow their projections. You can pray to frustrate their evil exchange. It means that anything that belongs to the witchcraft has exchanged, we are going to get your glory back.
Amen.
Stand to your feet and lift up your two hands. Somebody is coming out of something.
Amen.
I say somebody is coming out of something.
Amen.
I say somebody is coming out of something.
Amen.
Steps into freedom, number one. To be free from witchcraft curse, number one. Obedient is the first key.
Obedient.
Yes, sir. Everybody's obedient.
Obedient.
Huh? The second key is general spiritual warfare. And then I hear you. Then the third key is personal spiritual warfare. We'll go into details about it. Obedient must be the first. It means that, so obedient first, general spiritual warfare. In the end, I start to see a bonfire. It's called general spiritual warfare. Lift up your two hands. I can close now. And say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every projections of witchcraft.
Every projections of witchcraft.
I cannot hear you. Against my life.
Against my life.
Against my destiny.
Against my destiny.
Let fire locate you.
Let fire locate you.
The fire of the Lord is located in every
witchcraft.
The fire of the Lord is located in every witchcraft. The fire of the Lord is located in every witchcraft. The fire of the Lord. 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 Say every pattern of witchcraft in my life, break by fire. Every ladder of witchcraft into my life, scatter by fire. Every consequence of witchcraft, powers that touch me when I was a baby, may God's judgment locate you. Every consequence of witchcraft, break by fire. Every embargo of witchcraft, say every embargo of witchcraft, embargo on your marriage, embargo on your childbirth, embargo on your traveling, embargo on your finances, embargo on your promotion. As you clap your hands and pray, may fire locate you. Open your mouth.
Potter's Hour is brought to us by Potter's Dube Mineral Water. For more purchase, call 0274-009933. Thank you for joining us on the Potter's Hour. We believe you've been blessed with today's message. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message. To order for this message and other messages by Prophet Nase Epukusakode, and for all inquiries, call these numbers.
+233-274-009933 or +233-242-472655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location: Plot 16, Mutual Road, Pram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We invite you to worship with us at Potter City, Mutual Pram Road, Friday Mega All Night Service, 10 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. Sunday Morning Empowerment Service, 8:20 to 11 a.m. God bless you. This is the